Water rationing. Malindi Water and Sewerage Company, MAWASCO, has announced an end to water rationing in Malindi and Watamu municipalities of Kilifi County following the completion of the Shush 4 billion Baricho Kakayuni water supply project. MAWASCO Managing Director Felix Wanje said the project, which was recently commissioned by President William Ruto, had increased water supply to the two municipalities by about 5.7 million liters per day, effectively ending the need for rationing in the tourist resort towns and their environs. Speaking to journalists at the end of the customer service week Friday, Wanje said the two municipalities and their environs currently receive about 700 million liters per month, an increase of about 30% from the about 538 million liters per month before the completion of the project. Wanje said the company was in the process of increasing its customer base from the current 28,000 water connections in order to serve the more than 400,000 people under its jurisdiction, noting that in the past 1 year alone, it had procured and installed about 3,000 new water meters. Malindi Water and Sewerage Company Managing Director Felix Wanje when he addressed journalists at his office. He said the completion of the Shush 4 billion Baricho Kakayuni water supply project had increased water supply in his company's jurisdiction by about 30%. The project, which sought to address perennial water shortages in Kilifi and Mombasa counties, was implemented by the Coast Water Works Development Agency through funding from the World Bank. It included the rehabilitation of three boreholes destroyed by floods in 2018 when River Sabaki burst its banks, a project that cost the government Shush 1.4 billion and the Baricho Kakayuni high volume water pipeline and reservoir that cost about Shush 2.6 billion. Wanje told journalists that the company was collaborating with customers and security agents to stop rampant theft of meters, noting that the efforts had started bearing fruit since the vice had drastically reduced in the recent past. To address frequent power cuts at the main waterworks in Baricho, the company and the Coast Water Works Development Agency had entered into an agreement with the Kenya Power Company on how to settle power bills to avoid power disconnection that had in the past led to frequent power shortages. During the customer service week, the company waived reconnection fees for indebted customers, and those with huge debts were allowed to sign a memorandum to pay in installments.